Evolutionary.org presents Evolutionary Hardcore Podcast with your co-hosts, Steve from the American Underground and Mobster from the UK Iron Den. Get ready for the most hardcore and underground info in the industry. And here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6...
Evolutionary.org Hardcore 2.0 is coming your way, episode 177. Today we're going to talk a deep dive into some forum logs by Europharma. So we picked out five logs, and we're going to kind of go over the person's stats, their goals, their progression, their supplements, their diet, their training, their cycles. We're going to talk about all this stuff. We're going to talk about how they mix their personal lives and their jobs and their careers with their training. We're going to give our opinions on what the person can improve on and what they're doing really good. So this is going to be a really good one. And let me remind everyone first, let's make sure that we're liking, we're subbing, we're commenting, we're telling friends, family, we're spreading it on social and all that stuff. So we can kind of get the podcast going with the algorithms. The way things work is, you know, out there, it's not based on, if it was based on what is the best podcast out there, we would have, you know, we'd be number one, you know, but it's not. It's based on gossip and clickbait and, you know, these people, they have no, you know, they have no fucking clue. Like, there's to be doctors, you know, and all this shit to give them any credibility. And they're not even doctors. Maybe they went and did like a PhD program at some university. That's not a doctor. And they try to grift off people. That's not what we do on this podcast. So if you want to keep this podcast going, you've got to help us out. You got to help spread the word. We're on Apple. We're on Spotify. Make sure you're liking and subbing on all those platforms. Let's first talk about what Evo logs are all about. A lot of people don't understand what logging is all about. And one of the things that separates us from other forums is you can come on our forum and you can log your cycles and your supplements and your training and your diet and log whatever you want. You can set a goal to cut or bulk or do whatever you want. Competition. Do you want to do a competition a year from now? You can log your whole journey through your competition. And the nice thing about it is you can be anonymous. You can block out your face, block out your tattoos. You don't have to. Obviously, you can use a screen name so that keeps you anonymous. But it really helps you get better results by logging your experiences. No different than a farmer who reads the almanac. They read the almanac because they need to know the weather changes, the precipitation, when should they harvest their crops, when should they put in their crops. All this stuff is important to be successful. If you don't learn through trial and error and you don't log what you're doing, how are you going to have any reference? We got guys and gals, they post their blood work. This way you have a reference point. You can go back 5 years from now or 10 years from now and look at your blood work. Where was my testosterone levels 10 years ago versus where they are today? Where was my blood pressure? Where was my resting heart rate? Where was my cholesterol? These are all things that need to be talked about and posted and kept track of so you can make necessary changes to improve. So this is what we do differently than other forums. You can come on and do the log. We're going to support you. And really, you know, that's why we're considered the Planet Fitness of the industry, because everybody can post. It doesn't matter what you are, your background. You could be completely new to this, never picked up a weight in your life. You can be completely new to steroids. You could be 25
whatever your level is, Steve.
Of steroids.
New to the gym. Yep. Getting back into shape. Want to be the next Mr. Olympia, you name it. How international are we, Steve? This podcast today is focusing on Australian logs. And why log and not have an app? A lot of our members use apps to record what they do in the gym, but they also run logs. Why? Because the app is literally just recording the information that you give it. We will look at what you're doing. And I don't, when I say me, I mean literally dozens of other members will look at what you're doing. We will try to urge you to greater heights, which our app will not do. We can see where you might be making small mistakes, small things that can fix. We can make suggestions on how you can improve. We're going to do that with this show right now. And an app will never do that. Never. It literally just records the data that you put in. Here, people will talk about recovering from alcohol. People will talk about struggling with home life. An app doesn't do that. So I get it with the app, Steve, especially the younger listeners, the younger members, but a log has so much more value than that. That used to.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, it's support. You're getting support. We're not like other forums that we put people down. I think Monster mentioned to me yesterday, he's like, "On Steve, 98% of my posts are really, really good. Well, let's try to get 100%." You know, sometimes Mobster can rub people the wrong way. Sometimes he can be snarky, whatever. But we try to do 100%. Everyone has a bad day, whatever. But for the most part on our forum, if you're going to come in and be a troll and be an asshole, you're not going to be welcome. But if you're going to come in and support each other and help each other, then we'll welcome you with open arms. That's the kind of
We
community we
want you
are.
to be lean. We want you to be muscular. We want you to be strong. We want you to be successful. We want you to go away and go, do you know what? The guys on the forums were amazing. They helped me through rough times. I've put on 5 pounds, 10 pounds more muscle than I would have done. I lost twice as much body fat as the last time I tried this with no support. These shows do it. The logs do it. And like I said, we can all have bad. Steve said it. We can all have crap days and whatever else. People have talked. I've talked about losing my cat. People have had people pass away. I mentioned just now that people have come away from alcohol addictions and drug addictions, and they come onto the forums. They train. They get their head down, as we say. They get into the gym. It's almost a positive new addiction, and they transform themselves, Stephen. I don't mean it to miss the Olympics, but they transform their lives. And I said it on yesterday's show at the end, Steve. We want you to be successful. We want you to get great results. It's why we talk about accessible cycles. It's why we talk about organ support. And just with these logs, it's why we're going to say, have there been mistakes being made? Same as we would and have done on the forum itself, on the log itself. We're going to do it on the show just to demonstrate to you, the listener, these are the reasons why we think you should run a log. These are the reasons why people are successful. And we'll talk about those that are successful and why they're successful versus those that might fail. And hopefully you learn something and apply that to what you're doing in the gym so that you end up getting greater results as well.
The nice thing too is you could be honest on the forum. You know, if you had a cheat meal, you did something that you shouldn't have done, or if you took a week off from training or a month off from training, you could be honest about it. No one's gonna jump down your throat, you know. So and or if you drink alcohol or something like, no one's gonna jump down your throat. We're just gonna tell you, hey, dude, just get back on the wagon. It's okay. You can come back. So this is why logging is very important. So come on the forum and do a log. So let's talk about the five logs here. First one is by Ben 10, the number 10, and his log is called Test Mast Retruded Tried Cutting Cycle Log. Current body weight 115 to 116 kilograms, aiming to be around 105 to 107 kilograms in the next 6 to 8 weeks. His cycle that he starts out with 500 milligrams of Test E split into daily shots, 300 milligrams of Mast P split into daily shots, 500 micrograms of retrudotride, which is half a milligram, every other day. And then he's doing 9 milligrams of Yohimbine. And he says down the line, more anabolic steroids will be added, swapped as well. Maybe the introduction of fat burners. In terms of cardio, he starts off by doing his output, he says, is very high. And he's working a very physical job, which Mobster will talk about in a second. He's doing 20 minutes of fasted cardio daily, which is fantastic. 10K minimum steps. Now, Monster, you want to talk about any of that?
Yes. Right. Let's start with number one. He was 128 kilograms 5 weeks ago, Steve. So to put it into American parlance, he's dropped very close to, or actually at one point, 28 pounds already in the previous 5 weeks of starting this log. That is fantastic right there. That's number one. Number two, let's talk about the working thing. And I talked about this on other shows with Stephen in the pre-show just before we started the show today. And this doesn't just apply to Ben 10, but I think it's going to apply to quite a lot of our Australian loggers and some of our Canadian guys. There's an actual name for it, which escapes me, Steve, but they fly in because Australia's bloody huge and not much going on in the middle. Literally, all jump in a single prop plane with 10 seats and they fly to quarries. They fly up to the forest if it's Canada. And they are on this site like oil rig workers, Steve, 7 to 10 days, 12-hour shifts every single day. There's no days off. You earn fantastic money, but the food can be shit. The conditions are rough and ready. You're living in porter cabins or log cabins if you're a logger or whatever else, or at the back of caravans and whatever. The food can be just standardized stuff that you would have on those kind of sites. Burgers and chips are great for the calories, but not great for bodybuilding. The work can be kind of physical, whether it's logging or driving the big trucks or literally working with tools on the quarries. Fantastic money, Steve, but very difficult for most people. And I've done physical jobs like this, not quite to this level, but very close to this level back in the day. And you're hard pushed, Steve, to maintain your muscle. You're hard pushed to stay on point with your diet. Here in Wales, we've got a few guys just to finish where they work either on the railways, but again, it's away from home, or on what we call the power lines, the big pylons that come up and over the mountains. Fantastic money, but again, you're living out of a bed and breakfast. You get a £30, $40 daily allowance for food. You're earning several hundreds of pounds a day, a couple of thousand quid a week, $3,000 a week, no problem. But can you train properly? Barely. Can you eat clean? It's very, very difficult. So the fact that, and I'm sure it's going to be more than one of these logs, that some of these guys are able to maintain great condition, still lose fat, still stay on point, is amazing. And that might mean while they're away, maintaining rather than trying to grow or to cut, just doing a maintenance workout once or twice a week. And if you're away long enough, Steve, some, like they do here, is they'll get meal prep companies to send the food on site. But it's a very difficult way to train, to cut, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We'll talk about the Australian lifestyle as we get into more of the logs, but this is just to give you an idea, listeners, how these physical jobs, it can be done. It can maintain shape. You can get into shape, but it is very, very hard. So you're on to the next point.
I would argue then, I could say the opposite because we have a lot of work from home jobs in America. We have a lot of jobs, if you're an accountant, if you're an attorney, if you're sitting on your ass all day, it's the
Even the job me
opposite.
and you're doing right now, Steve. We're home doing these shows.
You sit on your ass all day, and I've told people in the past, look into getting a stand-up desk because this way at least you're standing up. You wear shoes, make sure to protect your feet. You're wearing shoes because you're going to be standing up. They still have stools that you can lean up against. But that could be a good option for a lot of you. This way you don't end up getting tight neck and tight shoulders and you kind of burn more calories. You do burn a little
What
more
about
calories.
some of those office jobs,
Yeah,
Steve?
so let
Like
me
people
get,
literally, getting shit because they're not eating pizza, getting shit because they're having rice
So
and Happy Meals.
let me get into what I some of the stuff this guy's doing. I love the fasted cardio 20 minutes a day. Listen, if you can do that every single day, it's gonna go a long way. Those of you listening out there who have a hard time with your stomachs, both male and females, if you get a you want a tighter waist, you want to really pop those abs where they're showing, doing that fasted cardio consistently every day is a great way to start your day off. And you don't have to do it even 20 minutes. You can do 5 minutes of high intensity or 10 minutes of high intensity. It's still gonna go a long way because your body's gonna be forced to burn through that excess glycogen. And hopefully it'll be tapping into some of those fat stores for energy. And that's a great way to start your day. Another thing that I wanted to mention is microdosing. I'm surprised you didn't mention it, Mobster. Because he's microdosing test E into daily shots and mass P into daily shots. Mass P is fine. It's a propionate ester. But the fact that he's doing daily shots of test E, just not necessary. Retruda-tride every other day is just not necessary. But the reason he's doing this is some guys really like to microdose. They think that it helps reduce side effects. It might be easier for them to do a smaller amount in the needle. So there's different reasons. At the end of the day, look, at the end of the day, something like retruda-tride only has to be injected once a week, even once every 10 days or 14 days. Test E only has to be injected once every 5, 6 days at the maximum, but he's still choosing to do it every other day. So at the end of the day, that was kind of interesting in his log as well.
Yes.
Let's talk
It's also,
about,
I mean, 4,000 calories. See, the diet is very clean. I do agree with Stephen. It should have caught my eye. The micro dicing thing we've covered on other shows, worth a listen. We've also talked to Steve's quite correct on the GLP drugs, all pretty much require just a once a week injection. So I would argue quite correctly, as Steve just suggested, there's no special benefits. However, what I will also say sometimes in these regards, Steve, is if it works for him, right. But then again, conceptually, none of these things are necessary. Literally, the testy can be used as a TRT drug. I think the half-life's longer than that. Steve's quite correct about the weekly dosing. So why do the micro dose? And we've discussed it in great detail.
So I
What
saw,
else have we got there, Steve? Go
yeah,
on.
you mentioned the food is clean. So his calories is about 3,900 a day, protein 332 grams, carbs 502 grams, and fats at 67 grams. Carbs is pretty strong, but he's a big guy, and if you're more, a lot of people do well on higher carbs as long as it's clean carbs. And the thing I want to be clear of, the meals, look at the meals that he's consuming. They're clean, they're not processed, they're good quality options. The carbs that he's getting are all clean carbs. You can go over some of the carb options, Mobster, in his log that he's getting, some of the protein foods that he's getting. He's not going and getting fast food. He's not going and getting cheeseburgers with nasty white bread and nasty cheese on it. He's getting very clean. So that's more important to me than the actual macros is clean food. Quality is more important in my view.
Let's
Also his
touch
sub
upon that.
yeah
Sorry, let's touch upon that for a second. Sorry, Steve, is successful cycles. Steve and I have touched on this before with logs. The ones that seem to have the best food quality, Steve, get the best results. This is a good example.
and his supplement list is quite impressive as we finish out. I'm just going to go
Yes,
over a
yes.
list of what he's doing. Really,
Yeah, go
really
on.
good for your organs, especially if you're going to use anabolic steroids. He's using a multivitamin. He's using NAC. He's using TUDCA, magnesium, ZMA, a digestive enzymes with each meal, which is a very, very good investment. Those can be quite expensive if you're doing it for every meal. Probiotic. He's doing a bunch of vitamins, B12, C, D, coenzyme Q, 5-HTP, fish oil, glutamine, creatine, and daily greens. A lot of those supplements are a little over, he's going a little overboard because he's running a
Yes.
multivitamin and then the vitamins on top. I think it's a little
Yes,
overboard.
yes,
He
yes.
can save money by reducing that. The daily greens, I would take that out. Unless it's something you just like to drink, you like to mix it with your water and drink it. Daily greens don't really do anything,
Get real food, real vegetables,
yeah,
real
real,
fruits, Steve.
yeah. You got to get the real stuff. The powders don't really do anything. I used to drink a green powder every day too. I just like mixing it with my water, but in no way was it replacing my vegetables. And what ended up happening is I started getting an upset stomach from it. I get like diarrhea. So then I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm not going to drink this shit anymore. So I stopped drinking it entirely. So there's some things he could do, but it's overall it's a very it's an A plus
Let me just
setup.
drag your attention to one thing before we move on, Steve. The intra, which is 50 grams of dextrose and 10 grams of branched chain amino acids. Okay, this is meal five, and then it's followed by the intra. So he's training in the after he's had his fifth meal, which I'm assuming is late afternoon, evening. He's eaten incredibly well all day, as we've just discussed. He's got all those vitamins and minerals and other bits and pieces going in. And then he's using something to recover from the workout. I'm going to say, and I would argue perhaps there is something. I think Steve and I would agree that perhaps if you are calorie restricted, if you're stripping weight for a competition, if you are at the oomph degree in terms of being an athlete, there might be something to say for using an intra and specifically branched chain amino acids here, Steve, and the dextrose, if you are in that place, but most people are not. He's looking to get into good shape. The idea that it requires dextrose, 50 grams, to make it through the workout when this is his fifth meal, and then he's gone to the gym, and then he's had a high level of protein through the day, and he's got all these great vitamins and minerals, and then he's taking an additional 10 grams, 10,000 milligrams of branched chain amino acids, to me is like not gonna really do
Yeah,
much of anything.
I completely agree. The only reason I'd ever take Dex is if you're taking insulin. That's it. Because you
Which is
want,
not, which is
yeah.
not. So yes.
So this is something a lot of bodybuilders push out there, and they don't realize that 99.9% of people are not using insulin. So if you're not using insulin, there's no reason to add more sugar to your diet. But that just proves how good their diets are in Australia, Mobster, because Americans eat so much fucking sugar and so much processed junk. So, you know, but the Australians, not only do they eat so clean, but they're able to add
Yes.
more dextrose into their body, and it doesn't even affect them at all. So that just shows you how clean they are. So let's move on to the next guy.
Just on that point, sorry, Steve, because we'll talk about this with the other logs as well. Steve and I discussed this on other shows and in the pre-show. It's fascinating for us doing these shows how many of the Australian logs have people that are in good condition and are getting great results. And it's difficult for them when it comes to the pharmacology side, for reasons we'll discuss perhaps on another show. But the barbecue, which is almost a sort of a joke, you know, they put another shrimp on the barbie kind of vibe, Steve, is properly cooked food that's not been fucked around with, vegetables that are cooked on the barbecue. That whole, bearing in mind how big Australia is, the fact that they are able to eat as healthy as Steve talks about, get great results, and not be in smashing the fuck out of processed food is a big part of the reason for success. So yeah, moving on to the next one.
Yeah, so let's talk about the next guy. His name is R period AP. So R period AP. And his log is called 2025 off-season IFBB cycle log. This guy has an incredible physique. You could definitely tell that he loves bodybuilding competitions. And if he really pushes himself, he stays healthy and he gets everything going like we expect him to do. This guy has the potential to do some damage in competition. So his body weight, 98.6 kilograms, very lean. What do you think his body fat is, Mobster? Single digits for sure, right?
Got to be 5 or 6%,
Yeah.
Steve, at the most.
And let's go over a little bit of his diet, and talk about that a little bit. So I'll give you an example of what he eats for breakfast. And it's really simple. It's nothing complicated. So his breakfast is 120 grams of granola, 80 grams of light Greek yogurt, 15 grams of honey, 70 grams of avocado, which is great for good fats, 100 grams of mixed berries. See, you know, fruits aren't your enemy. And then he has one scoop, 40 grams of whey protein. So very, very simple breakfast that he's getting. He's getting his fats, he's getting his carbs, he's getting his protein for breakfast. And it works well for him. He's able to digest it okay. I couldn't consume yogurt. I don't do good with dairy. And granola, too. I don't do good with granola. So I couldn't use this. So you might want to experiment with what works for you, because what works for him may not work for you. But this is overall something really works good for him. And he really has it's a good little energy breakfast for him so he can get his day going. I'll talk a little bit about his training splits, Mobster. You want to talk about his diet? And then before we get into training split.
I we'll get into the training, Steve. He trains at 3:30 in the morning. 3:30 in the morning, guys. He's up before the cockerel's begun to
So
crow.
let me do a
Before,
split. So comment on that, but also his split. So this is a split routine that he had for at least the beginning of the log. He adjusted it a little bit, but the Monday he's hitting chest and shoulders, which is pretty common. It's a pushing, kind of a pushing split. Tuesday he does arms and calves, which are interesting. Those are kind of isolation muscles that you can attack. And then Wednesday he does back and abs. I like that. It's very similar to my pulling split that I do. I do a pulling split where I usually I do a lot of back work, and I do biceps. He does back and abs together. And then Thursday is his rest day. Friday he hits his arms. Saturday, he hits his legs and he starts with his calves, Mobster. He doesn't start with his big compound lifts. He actually starts with the calves, which you can comment on in a second. So, this is a hell of a training session. And Sunday, he doesn't mention anything on Sunday. So, I'm assuming Sunday maybe is just a rest day. So, he trains 5 times a week. And this is a split that we see a lot of pro bodybuilders, guys with really good genetics, do. And it's a split that amateurs are going to have a really hard time with, because it's a lot of volume. But if you're using these anabolic steroids, you got your nutrition on point, and you have blessed genetics as he does, I think he probably has at least maybe top 2, top 3% genetics, Mobster, maybe even top 1 or 2%, then it would work well for you. Comment on that.
Yeah, it doesn't mention his height, which is a bit disconcerting, but he's going to be around 200, 205, 210 pounds. We've absolutely got a competitive looking physique here, Steve, when he's talking about the IFBB Pro Cycle. Maybe, what are we looking at here? The training. I would like to see, and obviously there'd be more detail in the log, more detail with regards to the training. Let's just, for example, address the legs thing that you talked about. Train starting with calves. For most listeners, that would be a bad idea, Steve. I can't imagine squatting or leg pressing or even leg curling, having worked my calves already. I think that would be cramp fucking city, Steve. I think my legs would be wobbling like a motherfucker. But perhaps he wants to prioritize the calves. And again, this is when you start to get into the competition type training. You don't necessarily train a structure that a beginner would because you're building your foundation as a beginner. You start to look for what needs to be specifically worked on later on. So, for example, he might be prioritizing with calves because he wants his calves to be better. He might have had feedback from the judges. Like I said already, Stephen, I don't know what he does for a living, which would be interesting as well. I've commented multiple times, I believe, in his log when I said I can't get my brain round training at 3:30 in the morning. So here's the thing, and here's a takeaway perhaps for the listeners, Steve. We see in modern society quite often people, I haven't, the number one excuse when they're asked about training in studies and surveys and whatever else is that they haven't got time. And I talk about, for example, when it comes to breakfast, just get up, go to bed 15 or 20 minutes early, get up 15 or 20 minutes early, even prep some of that food, your bowl, put the cereal in, put whatever the fuck it is you're going to have for breakfast, get it to one side ready, get up 15 or 20 minutes early and have the food. He's a great example, Steve, of not having an excuse by going to the goddamn gym before dawn. I don't care what time of the year it is. Most of the planet, regardless of the season, it will be dark when he goes to the gym. It is the middle of the night. This is when police come through your door, Steve. The Russian KGB will come breaking down your door. It's always 4 o'clock. He's doing his shit at 3:30. And he's got a competition level physique. And like I've just said, I think he's prioritizing certain elements of his workout. I would play around, arguably, see the methylene blue. I wouldn't worry too much about, and a couple of other things I would question his supplement stack. But otherwise, it's great.
Yeah, let's talk
His
about a
nutrition.
steroid. Let's talk about
Talk
what's
about that as well.
so the steroid
Absolutely.
cycle. He's also microdosing. He's doing testosterone and Primo 500 milligrams a week, but he's injecting it every other day. So seems to be a trend with the Australians. They like to microdose. They don't mind injecting themselves more often and going through needles. Another thing he's running is mint, 10 milligrams daily. We don't see mint being run too often by people, and mint is not a very popular steroid. Some sources don't even carry it these days, but some people really like mint. It's a very strong steroid. I've not used mint yet. Mobster, I don't think you've used mint yet. It's
Never,
not
mate,
something
never.
that's gonna fit what I'm looking for, but it's one of those that are really good for bulking. A lot of people really get a lot out of it, but he's only doing 10 milligrams daily, which comes out to 70 milligrams a week. And now he's saying he's actually injecting it twice daily in his log. So that's interesting. So it's like he uses it more of a, maybe as a pre-workout or maybe just to get on
Yes,
some.
that's what I was going to say, Steve. And I think I've seen this other people using orals for
And
pre-workouts.
then
Again, it's a crack of dawn.
one more thing he's doing. This is something another thing a lot of the Australians do as well, is they do growth hormones. 7.5 I use growth hormone. They do a lot of growth hormones, what I mean. Americans tend to use a lot less. Unless they're competing specifically. And this guy is in the competition phase, but they'll he's using 6 IUs in the morning, and then he's doing 1.5 IUs approximately 1 hour before sleep. So the way he's splitting up his dose during the day is very interesting. So look, at the end of the day, it's a simple cycle, but it's working well for him, and we'll have to see, as he progresses in the slot. So you can go follow him and see how he does. And I think that this guy has the potential to, like I said at the beginning, to do a lot of damage in the future. So let's move on to the next guy, Mobster. We're blowing right through this podcast. Seems like we just started it, but we're already halfway through. Codez, Codezz, is another guy. His log is called 2025 Blast Cycle Long. And let me start off talking about his workouts that he's doing, and I'll let you kind of comment on his workouts because his workouts are very cool stuff. And you can kind of talk about some of the other stuff that he talks about. So let me go over his push day example. And this is one he recently did. He starts out his first set 60 kilograms for 10 reps. Then he drops it to only 3 reps and he goes 100 kilograms. And then he keeps it at 3 reps and goes 140 kilograms. And then he does one as a max out, one max out rep at 160 kilograms, which is pretty damn good. And then he does 3 more sets, set 5, 6, 7 at 120 kilograms. So he does a drop set and he increases his reps to 10. So this is an interesting strategy that he's doing. We don't see too many people do it quite like this, Mobster, where they kind of start with a high rep, then they go little reps for more weight. And then they do a drop set, 3 drop sets. Usually people will do like 1 or 2 sets of drop sets. He does 3 drop sets and he does it at a pretty moderate weight. He drops his weight from 160 to 120. He doesn't drop it all the way back down to 100. A lot of times when I'm doing drop sets, I'll drop the weight a lot more and then really, really go to failure on those sets. So, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. It's actually, I kind of like it. If you're looking to build muscle, and I've done this with a couple of people when I've in the gym and on this show, Steve, when I said the difference between training and training brutal, really fucking trying to make the muscle work as hard as it possibly can. You talk about form and the little techniques and the little nuances of holding a bar or pushing on the pads and whatever else. But this kind of training, I've done drop sets in the past. Steve's done it, and the 160 kilo bench press is a big number. I've done more, Steve's done more, but the reality is 160 kilo, 352 pounds is a big man weight. Statistically, less than 2% on the whole fucking planet, Steve. And then to go from that and drop down and not just do one or two drops, but three, four drops. This is someone that's trying to wring the most he possibly can out of a relatively brief, relatively brutal workout. And that's just one exercise, one exercise. I would argue quite properly, and I think he's a good example here, Steve, that most people don't need to do more than two or three exercises specific in this case for the chest. If you train like this, if he's doing this at a good clip, Steve, if he's doing this three exercises all around the chest using the same sequence, the same kind of thought process, the same nuances, the drop sets, etc., his chest will be on fucking fire. He doesn't need to do 40 rep sets. He doesn't need to do five exercises because he shouldn't be physically capable of doing anything. So I like it. I think if we watched a live video, 45, 50 minutes, moving around the gym as quickly as possible, stripping the bar, doing those drop sets, I think his chest will be pumped to fuck. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, and you see people that like this all the time in the gym. They'll do like 10 different exercises on chest day. It's just like, and they'll half-ass, 2 sets on each, and then they'll just move on. Is that really a good strategy? Is that really, forcing hypertrophy and forcing your muscles to
No,
get
no,
stronger and growing?
no.
Nah, not really, because it's like you're almost like making things too complicated, and you're kind of. It's weird. I think it makes a lot more sense in this strategy. This is why you see power lifters really stick to much less exercise in the gym. They don't need a gym that has like 50 different machines, on the chest. Just give them a fucking bench press with a nice setup, and they'll be good to go. They can
Yep.
work their magic
You
off of
can do
that.
dozens of exercises with an incline bench, Steve. Dozens.
So talk about his
Just
pull
for your
day.
chest.
And I'll get your, let me read through his pull day. I really like that he starts out on his pull day with chin-ups. He does assisted chin-ups. I think, my personally, years ago I met this guy at the gym. He was a former football player, and he had the biggest arms in the gym. And one of the things he'd always say is, people would ask him, like, dude, how do you get such big arms? And he says, I don't do curls. And they look at him like he's crazy. They're like, you're kidding me, right? And he's like, no, you will never see me in the curl rack doing curls. He's like, literally all I do, he's like, 3 or 4 times a week, I do pull-ups. I do chin-ups. That's all he does. And he has these huge arms. And one of the things that a lot of people don't understand is that, you know, if you can get to the point where you're doing chin-ups or pull-ups with weights tied to you, that's gonna force the back growth. That's gonna force arm growth. Why do you think these gymnasts, both male and females, are so fucking ripped? They're so fucking ripped. It's from that those gymnastics, those body weight exercises. Literally, you can build an incredible body just doing these something like chin-ups and pull-ups. And a lot of people, they don't even do these. So this is great that he's starting his back workout with these chin-ups. I love that. And then hopefully one day he gets to the point where he doesn't have to do it where it's assisted. That would be even better. And then it gets to the point where he can tie a belt with weight to him. And then that would take him to the next level. That will literally force growth of your back and arms. Another thing he does,
Absolutely, Steve. Yep.
he does 4 sets, weight stack, 8 and 12 reps, lat pull machine. He does 4 sets, says, 8 and 12 reps, same thing with T-bar rows. And then he does 75 kilograms, 12 reps with straight bar pull downs for four sets. Then he does 4 sets of 32 kilograms, 15 reps of reverse pec deck. Then he does 4 sets, weight stack, 6 and 15 reps of shrugs. And yeah, that's his workout. And that's the cool thing about it. You know, I'm counting, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 exercises on his back day. And he's got 4, 8, 12, 16, another 8. So he's got 24 sets. So that's a pretty good back workout. And a lot of people neglect their back in the gym. They more worried about what they look like up front. They don't worry about what they look at the back. So I
Yeah.
like this back workout. What do you think?
I'm looking at a picture probably from earlier in the log than you are. I'm looking at April 1st of this year. He's doing a back post in what looks like the changing room, and he's got a very nice broad-shouldered lat flaring. His waist isn't even that bad, and he looks impressive as it is. And if he brought his waist down another inch or 2 inches, he'd start to look properly freaky. He's actually doing slightly less earlier in the year than he is currently. I agree 100% with Steve on the assisted chin-ups. I would argue perhaps here that I would actually assist him to the top position and have him do negatives rather than using the assisted chin-up machine or dip machine as well, as they do the same on both the same singular machine, and have him arguably perhaps, Steve, get to that level that you refer to as quickly as possible, and reduce perhaps from 6 exercises back to 4 exercises like he was doing before, because April 1st he's got a great looking physique, and as Steve said, we're looking at 4 exercises. He's actually increased the exercise and increased the volume, but he's now using assisted chin dip machine for his chin ups. I would encourage him to go back and, just as Steve said, progress as quickly as possible to being able to do just body weight. I've started doing this every other week, Steve. Chest supported rows 1 week, and chins the next week, and I weigh 320 pounds at the minute there or thereabouts, and doing 3 sets last week when I was doing it. It's fucking hard, and Steve's 100% right. I do a close grip, so that's again way more arms than perhaps a wider grip. And if you look at the best backs of pretty much every bodybuilder there is, who will also have great genetics, Steve, there is either heavy rows, heavy pullovers or pull downs. Straight arm stuff is more of a finishing exercise. And a lot of them, I think Ronnie Coleman, Lee Haney, etc., were also doing some kind of chin up in their pull up or chin up. There's the hands forward or the hands behind version. And it's just brutal. And it's brutal, which is why so few people in most gyms, you won't see them doing it. There's a very small percentage. But those that do either already have great development or gets a great back development. And as it is, it's relatively impressive as is. And again, that's from April 1st. So I think if he went back perhaps to the 4 movements and really pushed with me and Steve, for example, if we were coaching him, really encourage him to go all out on the chins You can almost back off on the volume for the rest of the back workout and get there, and then start to bring in the detail exercises as he gets leaner and leaner and leaner. As it is, looking at him right now, Steve, physically impressive, doing incredibly well. And like I said, with the drop set on the bench stuff that we talked about earlier on, I like a lot of his training. It wouldn't take much for, I think me and you was coaching him, to a little tweak here, a little tweak there, to really get someone that's super, super impressive.
All right, let's move on to the next guy. You guys can go check him out, and he's got the pictures up, but he's definitely improving, and he's definitely come a long way. Next guy is called OHDAMN, O Dam, and his log is called Testosterone Trenbolone Masteron Anavar Winstrol Cruise Bridge Cutting Cycle Log. He starts off by saying he'll be cruising bridging while cutting weight over the next 8 to 12 weeks. The goal is to drop from 105 kilograms, which is his fasted weight as of, he set off as of Saturday, down to 90 kilograms lean and tight. So his cycle plan starts off 8 weeks as a cruise and bridge phase. Test E 250 milligrams a week, Tren E 100 milligrams a week, Mast E 100 milligrams a week. Then the last 4 weeks, Anavar 50 milligrams a day, Winstrol 50 milligrams a day. So this is a real mild cycle with the injectables. That's not very much on the trend. That's like the minimum dosage on the trend. Masteron, I would argue, is even less than minimum because Masteron.
Steve, it's not a cycle. It's a cruise, which is between cycles. So it's not a blast.
That's
And
a good point.
you know what my sentiments are on this.
Yeah,
So let's discuss this. Yeah,
but I
talk
was gonna
about
say
weight loss. I
the
think we need to
last.
come back to this point. Yeah.
No, that's true. But then the last 4 weeks, he jacks things up. He does Anavar 50 milligrams and
It's
Winstrol
a
50 milligrams,
cycle, man. It's a cycle.
which is
It's a
big.
cycle.
50 milligrams
Yeah.
of Winstrol alone or 50
Yes.
milligrams of Anavar alone is enough
Yes.
for a cycle. So, yeah, this is
That's
definitely.
700 milligrams
Yeah.
on the two orals there, Steve, on top of everything else. Listen, guys, but just to be brutal, and I think I've probably said something to this effect either in O'Dam's log, and I've certainly said it in other logs. This is a cycle. This is not a cruise. It's not a bridge. It's not TRT. It's a cycle. The orals alone are 700 milligrams, which means 700, 900, 1150 in between a blast. So it's a cycle. And that means he's talking about here the next 8 to 12 weeks as a cut. The cut part is fine. The physique is actually kind of good already, Steve. There's no denying that. The food is on point. The calorific values, the numbers going in are great. Training, which I'm going to look at momentarily, are good. But this is a cycle. And this is in between what the rest of us would actually do as a cycle. It is too much overall. I mean, the 700 milligrams of orals is in and of itself relatively high. Then everything else takes it over a gram in between what we would normally call a cycle. And here's the thing, and I know he's on a cut here specifically. A lot of guys get confused, and perhaps O'Dam is in that area as well, where they are so convinced that they will lose muscle while dieting or cutting or in between cycles, that they go from a TRT dose, assuming that they need one, onto what amounts to, is as we're seeing here, an actual cycle between cycles. And that is not something that Steve and I encourage when we talk about PEDs, when we talk about cycles and so on and so forth. So I think overall, this is a bad idea long term. I'm not sure what his age is here, Steve, looking at it. I would suggest perhaps we might be looking at fertility issues in the future. I would have him cut this right back, maybe 400 milligrams total. And again, just the Anavar and Winstrol at the end at 700 milligrams. That's a lot of orals on top of what you're already doing. So yeah, that's a little bit messy right there in terms of
Yeah.
what me and Steve would normally suggest and the way we would normally coach someone ourselves. Back to you, Steve.
Yeah, and a true cruise would be, or a bridge, you know, if you're doing a cruise or a bridge in between cycles, would be just testosterone at 125 to 150 milligrams a week, which is even a strong cruise dose, because a true TRT number might be 90 or 100 milligrams only. So, but let's say, you know, let's just say 150 milligrams a week would be a cruise dose. He's doing 250 milligrams a week of testosterone. On top of it, 100 milligrams of Tren. On top of it, 100 milligrams of Masteron. And then on top of that, he's adding the Anavar and Winstrol at 50 milligrams. That's a big amount of orals, as Mobster says, 700 milligrams a week. If your math is correct, Mobster, that's a big amount. I couldn't even take Winstrol at 50 milligrams a day.
It's two lots of 350, 50 milligrams a day, 350 milligrams times two different oils, 700 milligrams just on oils.
When I did Winstrol 50 milligrams a day, I was getting headaches. My prostate was getting bigger, and my joints were killing me. I was losing my head hair like crazy. So it definitely has a lot of effects in the body. So this is as Monster said, this is what he's doing though. And at the end of the day, it's your body and your choice, and it's your log and it's your choice. We're not here to lecture. We're not here to lecture you and tell you what you can and can't do. So that's the beauty thing about our forum. We're not going to bash you for doing something we don't necessarily
agree
with.
We want you to get good results. We want you to be healthy with good results.
So this is what he's doing.
If we advise you, it's for you to decide if you're going to take our advice and listen to what we've got to say. If you don't, and you're happy with how you feel and your blood numbers come back well, and ultimately the results are fantastic, that's on you. But if we can push you in the right direction, if we can suggest things and encourage overall, and not only that, people will read the log. Other people might be influenced to do the same. And that's where I would kind of try to, we don't want to be preachy, but we want to be helpful. And helpful would not necessarily mean to ignore where we think.
And looking at his pictures, he looks pretty damn good. His biceps are huge. He's got the vascularity. He's got a lot of hair. In the first picture you see, he's got a lot of hair, so it's hard to see, but you can see his outlines of his abs. So he's not some 20%, 25% dude who just wants to cut on a bunch of gear. He's got a good base, and he's got a strong physique that most people would kill for. So I'd say he's got at least, Mobster, a four pack. So he's got, he's got a
training looks good, Steve. I like your training. He's quite,
and he's looking better and better as the log has gone on. He's kept improving. He doesn't update it necessarily as much as some of the other guys.
Yep.
But he's come on along strong.
He's squatting 400 pounds on a regular basis.
He's got
Steve. He's doing multiple
videos.
Sets.
You can look up his videos. I see him doing a bench. I count four plates on it. I don't know if they're 45-pound weights. I think they are. If that's true, he's benching, something like 400 pound plus. That's a lot of weight. So he's obviously a big, strong dude, and he's ripped at the same time. So he's got the physique to match what he's doing. He's not some guy, off the street who just started using steroids. So at the end of the day, we gotta support each other. And at the end of the day, he's got to, as well, I agree with Monster, he's got to monitor his organs as he goes on. But we're going to get into his support supplements in a second. Actually, let me talk about support supplements right now, because I'll go through the list that he's doing, which really goes a long way. He's using creatine, glutamine, and then he's using the Tutka, NAC, and fish oil, which are great for your heart health and great for your organs. The Tutka can cover all your organs. He's using magnesium, ashwagandha, fiber supplements, glucosamine, which is great for your joints. I know you like it, Mobster. Vitamin D, CoQ10, which is one of the best for your heart health. Multivitamin, whey protein, probiotic and digestive enzymes, which is great for your gut health as well. And these are good supplement lists that he's doing. I like that he's using the Tutka. I would say maybe add a liver support supplement, especially when you're running these types. Another liver support supplement. Maybe like Pricrolive or Milk Thistle on top of the Tutka. That would go a long way.
Yeah.
His nutrition, he's sticking at 2,500 calories a day, which is fascinating. It's a lot lower than you would think when you looked at his physique, because he's a big dude.
Fasted cardio as well, Steve. Yep.
Protein is 300 grams. So a lot of his calories are protein. Only 125 grams of carbs. And he does carb cycle. He mentions that. So on more heavy volume days or workout days, he'll do a little more carbs. On more lazy days, he'll do less. And he does 80 grams of fat. So he's keeping the protein super, super high, carbs and fats much lower, and that makes up his calories. So that's been his strategy. And then his training is consistent, as you mentioned, Momster, five times a week. He's hitting cardio and abs every other day. So he's definitely an absolute horse on this one. So it's a really, really good log to follow if you're interested in doing something similar to this, where you're cruising at you're doing like a very aggressive cruise, but you're also keeping your calories in a deficit, because I'm sure he's burning more than he's taking in every day. It's close, but I'm sure he's burning more than he's taking in with these types of
just workouts. On the support supplement thing, Stephen, we have touched upon this on other shows, which we recommend you listen to. The Australian market, and this is all Australian logs today, just to remind you, struggles with getting some of the products that we would normally recommend, as we have done on other shows, into Australia. because of some of the restrictions for customs and products which are banned, certain ingredients which the Australian customs don't like, and specifically the costs for the Australians. A product that we would normally recommend cost them twice as much as it would cost Steve or myself if we bought a product. So they tend to have these great long lists of supplements, which include a lot of the ingredients in the product that we would normally recommend in order for organ protection, like Steve said. And that would be super important. Because, as Steve said, if you're doing a cruise, the levels that we're talking about here, your organ protection, especially with the orals, would be that much more necessary. And so I like Steve says, that we're seeing these supplements with these ingredients included, but it's a shame that they can't import at a reasonable cost a product that we would normally suggest into the country, because that's exactly what that's there for. And especially so when you're doing the amount that we're talking about here in his PEDs. So yeah, absolutely. Look, and again, I'll say this, what I've said before, Steve, he's still getting great results. What he does works for him. It might not necessarily be what we would recommend for all our listeners, and especially generally speaking for the persons that are maybe not so advanced. But for him, it seems to be working.
All right, so next guy also, he looks fantastic. His name is Mini Hulk. I know you wanted to talk about his log mobster. His log is called My First Log Testosterone Primobolan and Trenbolone. I'll let you talk about his log in a second. Let me just go over some of his baseline stats and his cycle that he starts the log off with. He's 39 years old, which is about the average age on our forum, late 30s, early 40s, I would say, mobster. So we have people of all ages. We got people from 20 years old all the way to 65 years old, even 70 years old, even. There was one guy who was 70 years old. He's 176 centimeters tall and he weighs 84 kilograms. His cycle is very simple. Test E 175 milligrams, Mastie 250 milligrams, Primo 200 milligrams, Tren Ace 90 milligrams. And then he's running HGH 4 IUs daily. Again, the Australians love their HGH and they love running it at a higher than maintenance dose. So he's running the HGH very strong, but he's running the steroids much lower than we've seen other people run them. So that's a trend that we see, Mobster. I think with the Australians, they tend to run a lot of these injectables at a lower number than the Americans, but they also like to jack up their HGH. So talk about his stats, his cycle, and his physique. He's got a great physique as well.
Yes. This is one of those people I think would have, in a year or two, he reminds me of Noah Wicks that we've had on his shows as a co-host with you and I maybe a year or two ago. And we know that Noah is starting to look like someone. In fact, his current log, Steve, talks about Noah competing in the not too distant future. And he's been encouraged by that by someone else that's competed at his local gym. Mini Hulk's physique reminds me of Noah's physique at that point. So this is someone that could probably do the classic in 2 or 3 years' time, Steve. I like the dosages. There is nothing crazy here. He's, I'm going to say, I believe, a lit about 5'10", 5'11", looking at the centimeters. Kilograms, that's about 180 pounds at 5'10", quite lean looking. And that's just in the initial, this is back in February of this year, Steve, looking lean in these photographs, shirt on and shirt off. The HGH is relatively decent. The actual products that he's using in terms of his choices for what he's looking to do. So he says no plans to compete. I suspect, Steve, if he gets into the kind of shape that I think he can get into, like Noah, it might be one of those situations where when his physique starts to look special, when it looks starts to look like someone. When people say, Steve's telling me 5 foot eight, I thought it was a little bit more. 176, 190, which is what I am, is 6 foot 3. So I say 3 inches per 10 centimeters. Anyway, still muscular for his height, a good deal of muscle, etc., etc. Look, let's look, the cycle just in total, Steve, is very reasonable here. You're looking at what's this 290, 490, 540, 640. It's not even 700 milligrams. It's like tiny. No, it's a little bit over 700 milligram total without the growth hormone per week. That's fantastic right there. It's proof in and of itself. And as Steve said, touched upon this already, you do not need to be on grams of gear to have a physique that most people, if they saw you in the gym, would think you're in great shape. Absolutely great shape. The one when he's got his arms, that is from, again, early this year, Steve. and he's got his arms down, and he does a similar picture with a shirt off. The delts are popping. There's muscles starting to show through. There's a kind of shape that if you see him in a gym, you'd probably come over and say, oh, what do you do for your shoulders? What do you do for your arms? If he was a normal person, because he's not crazy big. He's not super muscular. He's not someone looking physically like you can't approach him or whatever else. And is one of those people I think has a lot of potential, a lot of potential. And it shows. Doing the lower doses against Stephen gives him somewhere to go. Where can you go if you want 3 or 4 grams a week? You can only go 5 grams a week. But if you're on less than 1,000 milligrams a week and you're already doing incredibly well, stay with that for as long as you possibly can. And then maybe increase it to closer to 1,000 milligrams total. You and I are good examples of this, Steve. So for me, arguably, of the physiques and the logs that we've looked at today, is closer to not being freaky, which makes him almost kind of normal, but someone with enormous potential to be freaky. I like that. It means he's more like the typical listeners for this show. It's more like the typical member on the forum.
Yeah.
And yet he's progressed. He's made things happen.
Yeah, and you're right. I just looked up the height. 176 centimeters is 5'9¼". So it's kind of in between what we were saying. And at 185 pounds would be 84 kilograms. So he's a pretty thick guy. Those are pretty thick stats for a guy. And you can look at his pictures online. He definitely is a bigger dude, like you said, Mobster, but he's not like freakishly big. So he's a type of guy, you know, he's definitely, you know, looking really, really strong. One of the things I've noticed his improvements on have been his arms.
Yeah.
If you look at his
Yes.
recent pictures, his triceps and his biceps have had more cuts to them. So he's
Yes.
leaning out as the cycle has gone on.
What about his quads, Steve? What about his, and I don't know, his quads are fucking crazy. I've just scrolled down. He's out of flare, which is a real, listen, just for this, for the benefit of listeners, I've got big legs. I suspect Steve has. But I do not have that outside flare that a professional bodybuilder was. I'm looking, Steve, and he's only doing, let me see here, 5 exercises, including adductors, curls, leg press, split machine, split squats, leg extension. I will bitch about adductors if you don't need them. I will bitch about split squats. And then I scroll down and I look at his quads, Steve. His outside flare, where it's coming up from the knee and billowing away from the body and then coming back at the hip, is fucking ridiculous. That's partly genetic and partly what he's doing to encourage that. So now that I've looked at his quad, Steve, fuck his upper body. He's got freaky genetics in his outside quads. And honestly, I would love just that outside flare on my quad. He arguably needs to bring his calves up to match his upper leg because that's right. And it's not even super linear and he's got a beginning of the quad insertion above the knee, etc. So if he was leaner, and he says he's very hairy. So if he shaved, his legs would look better again. Look, now that I've seen this and now that we're talking about this, I think what I said earlier on, I'm going to reinforce that. He's gone, if he had his trousers down, Steve, if his legs were covered up, if you looked at his upper body and you were someone that went to the gym and you wanted to look around at someone to inspire you just to be a better person tomorrow than you are today, then Mini Hulk would be there. But I suspect this is one of those guys that will unleash crazy genetics. If his quads are anything to go by, if he brings his upper body to match his quads, as Steve talked about improvements in the arms already, I think, and again, this is only 700 or 800 milligrams a week, Steve, this guy has got a lot of potential in the future if he wants to take it far. I think he's going to be a good responder based on what we're looking at here, based on the genetics, based just on the level of training. I mean, look here, Steve, look. Smith machine split squats 3 times 10 to 15. Leg press is 3 sets. Ham curls is 3 sets. Adductors is 3 sets. There's nothing crazy here. Look at his fucking legs. His upper body is getting that kind of Jesus Christ what most guys would want. And you don't, not all of us want to be, you know, Hercules, and we don't need to be real Hulks. But yeah. So look. Let's talk about Eurofarm. I want to touch upon this just at the introduction here, Steve. Huge issue with the Australians is getting the kind of products that we would talk about and approved sources like Eurofarm. So talk about why we recommend companies like Eurofarm, Steve, especially even for Australian ones.
Yeah, and it's really simple. The brand, you know what you're getting when you get their brand. All these steroids that these guys are using in their logs, the testosterones, the Masteron, the Primo, the Tren, the growth hormone, all this stuff that they're using, the Winstrol, the Anavar, orals, injectables, they have everything. You know, even the Ment, which is very hard to get. That's the cool thing about Uriformer. Some of these hard-to-find steroids that a lot of brands don't even sell, they actually have. So that's the good thing about using Europharma. Their service is outstanding. Their prices are very competitive. They're always running different promotions and sales to save the community money. They have excellent service and fast shipping. So what else could you ask for? So come on the forum. If you want to find out where to get Europharma, come on the forum. Check out some of these logs. Check out some of these cycles these guys are doing. You've got all kinds of cycles. And you can definitely order any of these cycles. If you like what you see from these logs and you like some of these guys, order from Europharma, get the product, and then go ahead and start your own log, post up some touchdown pictures, and get your log going as well. So Europharma, they're a great source. You've got to know what you're putting in your body, guys.
We're international when it comes to logs, Steve. Romanian, French, German, Australian, which is a huge part of our forums, Canadian, especially the American market, naturally, and even here in the UK. So you've been made welcome. We wanted to, as I said earlier on, to encourage you to get the best results. Come on there. By all means, app record your workouts, but come and run a log, guys. I guarantee you, you'll get more than you would expect from running a log. It's a little bit of work for you of an evening, posting up your numbers, but we will support you. We encourage you to get your best. We want you to get the best results. We might nag you a little bit to not drop the cruise numbers down. I might push you a little bit harder to do more chins, but we want you to ultimately get the best results in whatever situation you find yourself in life, in work, whatever age you are. Like Steve said, up to 70 years of age, we've got people, and that's what we're looking at. Come on the forum, check out the logs, check out Europharma, do search for Europharma to see what people are already doing in their logs, getting great results from a great source. Please note, we are not doctors, and the opinions are ours. It is our view, and based on our experience and views on the topic, a podcast for informational purposes and entertainment only, the freedom of speech and the First Amendment.